are back with more Food Talk STL with David Craig and his guests on 590 The Fan, KFNS, and KFNS.com.
Thank you for listening. We're broadcasting from the Bomarito Automotive Group studios here at KFNS. I'm David Craig, and joining me now is Suzanne Corbett, who is a food writer, an educator, and a pickle maker, among other things.
Right. Food historian, too.
Okay. All right. Well,
which is more than just the old stuff you got molding in the back of your icebox.
There's a lot of stuff there on your, gosh, when you fill out your 1040 every year. There's a little tiny space for occupation. You need some extra room there.
Well, it all goes into one big pot and stirs together.
Well, it does. You know, but there, you know, there's so many people in the 2012 economy that are doing this, that, a little of this, and so on. And it's kind of the way life is for a lot of folks these days.
Yikes, I've been doing that for years.
Yeah, well, and I do know people have been doing that for years as well. Hey, the state fairs are coming up here.
You betcha. They both open in Illinois and Missouri this coming Friday.
Well, we've had a lot of Washington is having their fair right now, Washington, Missouri. The Town and Country Fair, which is one of my favorites. I used to go out there a lot several years ago, and they do a very, very nice job. And I've gone to the one in Hillsboro and Troy, and I think maybe one or two on the Illinois side. These are the county fairs. But the state fairs are spectacular. They're big.
They're big. They got a lot of history. I mean, the Illinois State Fair dates back to 1853, and the Missouri State Fair is in its 110th year.
So you've been to both.
I've been to both, and I've exhibited at the Missouri State Fair.
Which one is better?
Man, you're putting me on a hot spot.
Okay, don't answer there. But you would say they're both good, and
both uniquely different experiences, because the fairgrounds are all laid out a little bit different. They're arranged in a different way. They all pull in different entertainment. And, of course, the cooks and those vendors all share a lot of different things, but they all have their own little special things that they do. For example, at the Illinois State Fair this year, it seems like it was today since I was just at the preview a few days ago, the big hot item will be the red velvet funnel cake.
Red velvet? Okay.
I mean, you got to put a twist on this.
Well, see, I like a classic funnel cake. What's your favorite carnival fair type food offhand?
Oh, I'm a diehard corn dog fan. You just can't beat them.
Well, you sent me that recipe.
Yeah.
And I did post it on my foodtalkstl.com website. Click on the recipes tab.
You betcha. It's easy to do.
And my mom used to make corn dogs at home, but they didn't turn out quite exactly like the ones at the fair, because the meal was a little, you know, that southern cornmeal is not quite so finely ground as what's in the corn dogs.
Well, it's a different mix, and I think the oil has a lot to do with it. Maybe after frying 100 corn dogs in one batch of oil, it has a unique flavor.
Well, my favorite carnival food is a funnel cake, and if it's cooked really crispy.
Love it.
And they've got, put plenty of sugar on it. Did you taste the red velvet funnel cake?
It's not bad. It is not bad at all. It's got a really nice flavor to it, but
it's not the classic.
But if you love red velvet cake, you're going to think you died and went to heaven. But if you're looking for the classic funnel cake like you're talking about, you're a purist, you're a traditionalist, you're going to be disappointed. You'll have to pass that booth and go down to the regular funnel cake, which is usually right next door to the corn dogs.
Okay, we're talking with Suzanne Corbett here on 590 The Fan, KFNS. Our show is called Food Talk STL, and we're talking about state fairs that are upcoming. And we got the Missouri State Fair, the Illinois State Fair, and I guess right around Labor Day is when they have the one downstate in DuCoin.
Oh, yeah.
Which I've never gone to any of those three big fairs. And, we've thought about it a couple of times. Sedalia is a bit of a ride. Springfield is just a couple of hours away.
Yes.
Sedalia from St. Louis, from right here.
3-hour drive. Because on Sunday, before the fair, I would always pack my car with maybe 60 or 70 entries and drive the 3 hours to the fair, enter them, and then drive back.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
quite the
my husband loved me because he drove.
Quite the interesting way to do that. Now I do know that they have sometimes promoted Amtrak. People jumping on either downtown or in Kirkwood and riding the train out there.
Yeah, they have. But I haven't heard anything about that this year. It doesn't mean it isn't happening.
Yeah, and I don't know. And I know people who have had great experiences with Amtrak, and I know people who say they'd rather walk. So, you know, it's
well, it's 6-1, half of a dozen the other. But if you haven't experienced a state fair, I don't care where. Mm-hmm. It should be on your bucket list. It really should. It's that kind of an experience that you have to put your arms around and eat your way down the midway and just have one heck of a good time. And don't forget to look at all the competitions, particularly in the culinary arts and in the dairy barn. That's where you find those cream puffs.
Well, Suzanne, when you go to, say, Sedalia, and here are the, say, the pickle competition, or what are some of the other competitions that they have in terms of cooking? You know, is it the best blueberry pie or those kinds of things?
Well, there's a variety of different things, and the contests have changed through the years. Like, there is no longer a lard cooking contest. Yeah, there was always a lard cooking contest. And it's kind of funny now because people have said, you know, lard wasn't that bad for you compared to the hydrogenated oils and, you know, the shortenings that are out there now because of all those trans fats. And, you know, the great grandma's laughing from above saying, I told you it was good food. So, you know, but a lot of different types of things from breads to cookies to pies to pickles, jams.
Well, if I go into the tent or the barn or whatever where they've got those things on display, I'm not allowed to touch any of that or taste any, am I?
No. But just you can judges. Sure look.
Okay.
Well, you can look at it. And usually these are all judged before the fair officially will open, which is a good thing for the judges. Because there's nothing worse than judging with all the people who have submitted the pies and cakes. And every once in a while, you do have a few of these competitions that will be judged live.
Mm-hmm.
And my goodness, that is a job, because I've done it.
Now, at the Iowa State Fair, did they actually have... Because their big publicists would always put out these pictures of butter carvings. Was that a competition, or was that just somebody who did that? I mean, they would, you know, you would see, like, here's President Obama in butter.
Well, you know, I haven't seen the president in butter, but I did see President Lincoln in butter a few years ago.
Okay, so yeah, that was in Illinois.
That was in Illinois, but it's always attached and paired with a cow. You have to have the butter cow. If you have not seen the butter cow, oh my God, how could you live?
That's at the Illinois State Fair.
And it's also at the Missouri State Fair.
The butter cow?
The butter cow.
Okay, you have to explain to listeners what the butter cow
is. The butter cow is, it's not the cow that gives butter, but it's the butter cow that's sculpted out of butter. And you know, they actually look pretty doggone good. Now, I don't know what they do with the butter afterwards, except make one heck of a butter and jam sandwich later on that they pass out. Perhaps, maybe.
How big is the butter cow?
Tall are you?
Is it a cow? Is it cow sized?
It is cow size.
Dang.
It's cow size, and usually the butter is spread along the bottom to form the field with flowers and all kinds of things. And
now, when I think of the Illinois State Fair in Springfield, mm-hmm. I remember they used to have, and they may still have, something every year they did called the Husband Calling Contest.
Oh, they still have that.
And I remember once when I was working on WIL with Debbie, you know, she uh-huh. and I interviewed one of the winners, and she was a great phone interview. But back to the food, another thing about the Illinois State Fair is they always have weird stuff on a stick that's deep fried, I guess they introduced deep fried Twinkies, right?
All state fairs have wonderful fried foods that are weird and strange.
I know Texas does a big one in Dallas every year.
But Illinois and Iowa and Wisconsin, they all have some great stuff.
Okay, so what can I get good on a stick at Springfield and or at Sedalia this year?
Well, you can get chocolate-covered bacon on a stick. I mean, you can get fried Kool-Aid on a stick.
I'm sorry, say that again.
Fried Kool-Aid on a stick.
How does that work?
You know, it's kind of like the butter concept, fried butter on a stick. It's you actually flavor your batter with the Kool-Aid, and you mix it around, and you get it on the stick.
Or could it be like some of the Mexican places used to do with ice cream, fried ice cream, where
it's sort of kind of the same way. But, you know, the butter was the real challenge, was because they actually do take a stick of butter or a hunk of butter, and they put it in batter, and then they deep fry it. And people think, oh, my God, I don't know about that. Well, the butter actually melts into the batter, and it tastes like a real rich, buttery pound cake.
I'll think about it.
Well, think about it.
Okay, so
but if you want to get healthy, they still have strawberries on a stick with just a slight drizzle of chocolate, just to, you know.
The Missouri State Fair in Sedalia, the Illinois State Fair in Springfield, both you said start this coming Friday?
Starts this Friday. Runs for a week and a half.
And each of them usually has some good entertainment as well, and not always the same people that play through St. Louis, classic rock and country acts and such as that. Now, okay, we're going to change subjects here, and we've got a couple of minutes to mention you went to Quebec here recently.
I was in Quebec, and it was a wonderful experience because I was in Montreal, and just a little ways up from Montreal, about an hour ride, you're in a region called the Marais and the Londière region, which is their foodie region. It's their agritourism, where you could run up and down the country roads and find these little towns that have farms and cheese and chocolates and jams and jellies and all kinds of wonderful things. But the best thing that you want to experience are the sugar shacks. And that's where they tap maple sugar, make it through the year. You can have a lumberjack dinner, which is just, oh my goodness. You start out with a glass of Caribou, which is a whiskey and red wine concoction, which will warm the cockles of your heart.
And you're going to write about this for AAA magazine? Or?
Well, we'll write it for whoever would be liking to have it now.
Okay, gotcha. So
we were on an experience to just get some research down so we can spread the word and the experiences.
Well, when you get this sold, let me know and we'll
get it done.
Because I've never been to Quebec, and I envy you. First of all, just getting out of the St. Louis heat wave for a little while. Was it cool up there in the summer?
You know what? It was a little chilly. It got all the way down to like 60 degrees.
Dang. Okay, that's a little weird.
Dab nab it. I'm telling you, I had to bring a coat.
Well, hey, Suzanne, thank you for stopping in.
Well, thanks for having me. It's always good to stop by.
Well, I appreciate your taking a moment. I appreciate your sending me that great photo of the corn dog, which I put on my Facebook page, and the recipe, which is on our website. And if people want to your stuff, you're on, are you on Facebook? Are you in Patch? Where are you these days?
On Facebook. You can find me on Patch. You can still find me at primelifecircuit.com. You can check out the AAA sites. Oh, my goodness.
She's everywhere.
Well, just Google me. I'm everywhere.
Thank you, Suzanne Corbett.
Thank you.
We want to mention that our website is foodtalkstl.com. We're also on Twitter at foodtalkstl and on Facebook as well. Brendan is going to be coming up here in just a moment. No, Brendan? Yeah, Brendan will be here with Jim. They'll be talking sports and stuff. I do want to mention the location for the barbecue cook-off. We were just talking to Bill Koontz about. It's at Keaton's Double Play, which is at 4944 Christie Boulevard at Kings Highway. Brendan is actually at the Edward Jones Dome covering the big Rams scrimmage, which is open to the public. So if you're heading down there, please say hello to him. Listen to us next Saturday, 11 to noon, 590 The Fan, KFNS. Until then, happy eating and happy drinking and stay warm. Stay cool.